Bringing all the action to you. Mix 92.6. Live commentary on app, on smart speaker, and on your radio.
So, good afternoon and welcome back to Clarence Park. It's finished. St Albans City 1, Hemel Hempstead 1. A game that probably wasn't the most attractive game of football to look, but a bit of a battle at times, elements of frustration coming from the bench. But it saw the Saints really sort of put what I think Gary McCann will see as possibly his starting lineup when we start next season for real against Chatham. There's a few things to note. Remy Sutton, though, coming off injured, we believe, just before half time. Another goal for Kai Brown as well as he continues his rich vein of scoring. Elsewhere this afternoon in matches that we were keeping up with and following, it finished Cock Foster's 0, Harpenden 3. So Harpenden getting off to a really, really fantastic start for their season. Not so good for the Magpies, who went down 2-1. That was Baldock 2, Colney Heath 1. In a friendly this afternoon, Leverstock Green were travelling. They were on the road. They went down 3-0 to Takeley. So we shall see how things go. And Steve is with me. So he's going to make his way around here, back again for the start of this season. Automatically, Gary McCann keeping all the squad on the pitch, talking to the youngsters as well as those pros who play today. Steve, lovely to see you back. First of all, your football is back.
Yes, mate. Yeah, welcome back, John. Good to see you back here.
What's your view? Is this the first, how many of the pre-seasons have you seen?
I come to the game against Burko, Luton and Watford.
Right.
And to be honest with you, I've been surprised, or pleasantly surprised, the attitude of the team in all games, even though they lost the game against Luton. Battle from the first minute right to the very last minute. And that really, to me, is the reflection of Gary. The effort he puts into his team. Obviously, a lot of the older players have gone now. I'm glad they've kept on to Jack James. I think he's a real workhorse.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? And that got that warrior mentality.
Exactly. And the goalie seems a good replacement. And they've got a big lad up front now. And obviously, and also Kai Brown. So there's a bit more of an attacking threat, which obviously that is what you need. Goals in the back of the net. To get anywhere near the playoffs,
yeah,
or possibly even win the league.
It's interesting with Kai Brown. He looks, I know it's a sort of phrase people use a lot, he looks the kind of fox in a box type player, because the goals he's scored have all been around the sort of 6-yard box, sniffing them up, which perhaps we were lacking for Leo Seri's spectacular efforts. We missed those goals in that sort of clinical 6-yard box area.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you need goals coming in from all different sources. Don't become like a team that everyone's worked out. Like if you had just one big man up front and that's all it come from, you just snuff him out. If you've got blokes popping up, like you say, all over the place, and balls going in, and there's some good delivery going in now, I think for this season, this is now Gary's team. You know, he's had a summer to put it together. And obviously the friendlies have been sort of, you know, good. But it's all about the Chatham game next week.
Isn't it?
It's all about, doesn't matter, you could win 100 friendlies 10-0 and then lose 3-0 in the first game and heads could start dropping. I'm not saying they will. But I'm happy with it. You know, it's, I think people are looking forward to coming here.
What about today against Hemel? It's always a weird one, I think, to play against your arch rivals in a pre-season friendly, especially now there's the league gap. I don't know, you could argue if St Albans won today, Hemel might have said, oh, well, it didn't mean that much to us. I'm going to see if I can catch one of these lads from Hemel to get their view on it. But do you think the sides matched up pretty well? It was a bit of a stalemate in the first half.
I think so. I mean, I'm not too sure on the Hemel team. I mean, did they have some players missing or did they bring fellas on? Or left them out completely. I don't know. I mean, I just said to the lad next to me, next week they've got Chelmsford at home. Well, obviously that tells you that they are a division higher. They've got tougher opposition. I don't know what they're looking for next season.
Yeah, well, that'll be Leo Seri back there.
Well,
yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's, I don't think you can judge it too much in what, for us, what Hemel are. You know, the crunch game will be the Chatham game, like I say, because they're our level. And if we can honest with you, if we played like we did today against Chatham, I think we're in with a shout.
Yeah.
Especially at home.
Yeah, of course.
What do you think about Chatham's...
Well, first of all, I think it's ironic that we got Chatham first game of the season as it was last year, and that was a pretty tight encounter. And, of course, there was that fantastic performance against Chatham away. But, as you said, it's a completely different squad. I think there is a slight worry. I'm going to be asking Gary a little bit later on about... because there's no Frankie Masunda. He got injured in the first game. Remy Sutton came off injured as well today. They've signed this new bloke, this new guy, Zach, who played in there, who came on just before half time.
Is he the big centre-half with the blonde hair?
Yes.
He came from Cambridge.
That's right. We had to call him Tryonis Day all the way through, but it's been announced that he's been signed. So I've got his name down here. So it's Zach Soden-Fletcher.
Soden-Fletcher. Double-barreled name.
Yeah,
used to be posh, but they're not posh now.
That's the thing.
That player, I noticed him in a couple of the friendlies earlier on. Very calm, tall, blonde-haired centre-back. To me, I mean, if he's come from Cambridge and hasn't really worked out there, this could be a good stepping stone for him.
Yeah.
If he does a good, solid season here, playing nearly every game. But to me, he looks like you want your centre-half to be calm, not running around the pitch, drawing fouls and creating a problem. He looks to me like he could be a good unit to have at the back.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Obviously a better judge of that than me.
Yeah. But you're quite encouraged with the pre-season and the squad, and you think from next Saturday, you know, it should be all systems go, should be good stuff.
Definitely. I was going to say that thing, what I said to
you. Oh, yeah, yeah, what was that?
What it was, no, I've got to laugh at this. You know the 50-50 raffle? Right?
Yes, yeah.
I'm not supposed to be out by 100, but I was out by 5.
Oh,
so
no.
Whoever bought it 5 after me struck lucky with...
They did.
And I didn't know, what was the money?
£111.
So they sold how many? 200 and something?
Yeah, 200 or tickets.
So obviously you double that.
Yeah.
Well, that £100 would come in handy.
Indeed, it would.
Listen, I might as well beat all the numbers out rather than just one.
Indeed, that's the thing. Listen, lovely to see you. We'll let you get on, and we look forward to chatting with you throughout the season to see how it progresses. But from your point of view, a lot of optimism going forward.
Jeffrey, and as you said, is it right they're playing away at... where are they playing?
So they're playing Potters Bar on Monday, but what Gary said is he's going to be playing a lot of these young players, a lot of these youngsters that are featured in the pre-season friendly. It will be on the radio, but on the red button, so it's online. You have to go online to mix926.com and click on the red sport button.
I'll do it on my iPad.
Yes, exactly, and click on that one.
Monday night, I mean, it's not really much on the telly, but I listen to that game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... Are they in our division next year?
No, they got relegated, so they're in the division below.
This could be a false dawn, really, because if we win 5-0...
Yeah, but it's an interesting one. I think it will highlight the depth of the squad, because these youngsters are going to play an important role, really, in the squad, they're going to have a role to play.
I'm sitting by you looking at them, and it makes me feel I'm going to swear.
And
it makes me feel old looking.
Indeed, you know what I mean? Lovely to see you. You take care, and we look forward to catching up throughout the season. I can see Mr. Thorogood's over there. Steve, come across. He's back again. Steve. So tell us your view, Steve, on this squad. We've seen them throughout pre-season. What's your view on them going ahead?
Yeah, they're looking pretty good, especially Brown. Very, very good. He's been scoring us goals galore. And I think a couple of the youngsters have been pretty good.
Yeah, because Monday's going to be quite an interesting match for them, isn't it? Where they're going to be playing a lot of the youngsters, Gary said, they're going to be playing out there. So, you know, I think they're going to be key. We just said with Steve that they're going to be key to the season because there's a lot of experienced pros in here, but it's what actually happens underneath, because injuries are going to happen and these youngsters could play a key role.
Indeed, I agree, yeah. As I say, hopefully we'll try and progress for the season and... hopefully, fingers crossed, try and get playoffs.
And so you think Kai Brown, what do you reckon? We could be looking for 20 goals for him. That would be lovely, wouldn't it?
Possibly, yeah. But who knows, really? Who knows?
Yeah, 20 goals for him. That would be fantastic.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good stuff. Anyway, listen, lovely to see you, Steve.
Thank you very much.
And so you think they're a good squad going forward?
Definitely a very good squad, yeah. I think Gary's picked a couple of good boys and... fingers crossed.
I think the phrase is "in Gary we trust," isn't it?
Indeed,
we trust. Listen, lovely to see you. I'll shake your hand as well. You take care. We look forward to catching up with you throughout the season. Carl Pernick joins me. Carl, you were up there on commentary. What was your view of the game from seeing it up there from high in the gantry?
Enjoyable game. I don't think the scoreline reflected entirely the pendulum of momentum in terms of how the Saints did. I thought they played a really good game today from where I was standing. I thought the pressure off the ball was impressive. I also thought the defence was impressive as well. I mean, yes, there was the penalty conceded. You can go on about that for ages and ages. But the thing is, the feeling inside of when St Albans defend, especially when you had that 1, 2, 3, 4 balls flying into the box from Hemel, what I felt was confidence. I felt pure confidence. I mean, he had Darian Furlong constantly there getting his head on the line.
I thought he was awesome this afternoon. Because obviously we were just saying there was that, I'm going to find out hopefully a bit more. Remy Sutton went off just before half time, and then the new youngster Soden Fletcher came on. But really, Darian Furlong has been, you know, consistent, because we did that first game against Hamworth Villa when Frankie Masunda got injured, and he hasn't been seen since. So I'm going to hopefully find out what's going on there.
Yes, hopefully so. But you just feel, you know, that footballing blood runs thick in that family. Mm. And you can tell as well, there's a confidence that he brings to that defensive line. I will also give flowers to Zach Soudan-Fletcher. I thought he played a good game. I really do. I thought he played a very good game. He had a tricky gig to deal with down the right-hand side, but he constantly soaked it up. He constantly had that foresight to know exactly what to do, when to do it. Yeah. And, yeah, I was impressed. Genuinely, I was impressed today.
What do you think, though, between the two sides? Obviously, you've got a side that are really going to want to go one step further and get to the National League. You've got a side here that want to get into the National League South. From where you were looking, was there a lot between the two sides and the squad?
I personally, you know, the thing I take away from this game, if anything else, I mean, you know, of course, Hemel, they're a National League South team. They're in playoffs last season. They had an extremely good run. They were unlucky against Western Supermen not to get it on penalties, but that's always the cruelty of penalties at the end of the day. But I think the thing is, for the Saints, they should ride the crest of this wave. That is a team that finished in a playoff spot in the National League South. They know they're at that kind of calibre. Maybe Hemel weren't pushing 100%, but to do that against that kind of team goes such a long way.
Well, let's find out if Hemel were pushing 100%. So I've just jumped on you. What's your name, first of all?
Chris.
Chris, and you're part of the media team at Hemel. Yeah. So just tell us about that today. What's your view, really, on that Hemel squad against St Albans? Did it match up? Did they underperform? How was your side there?
I think it was a challenging game for us. I think very physical, which we haven't really had to deal with much so far. A lot of the games so far we've had have been quite more sort of skillful in a way. Very physical, very challenging. I think still,
has Lee put a good squad together, do you think? It's a hard one, isn't it, coming in from what the Allensons did. Has he put a squad together that is capable of, you know, repeating what happened there?
I think he's certainly building something very good. We've had a lot of players leave following Lee or going to much better clubs, higher up in divisions, so I think he's bringing in players that he believes can do a similar or exact job that those players did. And I think slowly but surely they'll definitely gel together throughout the season and have a similar finish.
Well, that's interesting. Can you pass the mic over to Ollie as well? Thank you, Chris. Ollie, do you share that view? Is you've seen them obviously consistently over the last few years. Carl was just saying he was on commentary today. You thought St Albans kind of edged it, really, would you say, out there? Would you agree with that or disagree from a Hemel point of view?
I think it was a relatively even game. I think obviously you had the two goals, but I didn't think there was really much to separate the two teams. Obviously, with this being a local derby, I think it's going to be a physical battle, and I think both sides competed well today.
We wondered if it was a game, sorry Cole, a game for the fans. It was, if it meant more to the fans than it did actually to the players. Go on, Cole, what are you saying?
I was going to just add on to that. I think the way that Hemel, I can speak about this openly now, I think Hemel matched, talking about the physicality of the game, I think that both teams matched the physicality quite well. That's what made it so even for me. I can talk from a St Albans point of view and say you're amazing, but it was a good game. It was a really entertaining fixture, if nothing else.
Yeah, I think a lot of that play revolved around the defences. A lot of aerial balls, aerial duels, and it looked like the defences were having a really good day today. Both looked really solid, to be fair, obviously by the two goals.
Ollie, let's ask you, head over heart or wherever it goes, what's the realistic position that you're going to be in your team at the end of this season, you think?
So obviously with Lee Allinson leaving, led the Tudors to a record-breaking season, it's going to be massive shoes to fill for Lee Burcham.
Yeah.
I think if the Tudors can get mid-table or above...
I mean, because that was your best ever season last season. Yeah. I mean, to come in and say, you know, do that again with a sort of a more or less half a new squad is going to be quite a challenge.
Yeah, and I think we've seen throughout pre-season, the squads improve game after game because they're gelling together. Mm. Lee Bertram, he's got high standards and he's recruited players that he knows will be able to match those standards. And hopefully, as the season goes on, we get stronger.
And let's ask you a cheeky question. Now, this is me pointing at you, who knocked out the mic crack. What about St Albans? Give your assessment on that St Albans team. Are they a team that could or should be getting promoted from a Hemel point of view here?
I think with all due respect, I think St Albans, they'll be strong this year. Looking at how they can physically compete against a side in the division above, granted they played at that step a couple of years ago, I thought St Albans were good today and competed really well. Defence was solid. They had that good free kick chance, which eventually got tapped in by Kai Brown. I think he'll be a big player for St Albans next season.
Yeah, interesting. Well, listen, lovely to see you, Ollie. Lovely to see you, Carl. We'll leave it there for the Yellow and Blue review. We will be back next Saturday right after the game. If you're here at the park, do come and join us and have your say on the game. It's Chatham against St Albans here at Clarence Park. But, of course, tomorrow night on the red button on Mix926.com. Monday night, I should say, Mix926.com. Join us on the red button for St Albans against Potters Bar. Have a good evening.
The voice of the Saints, Mix 92.6, and St Albans City, your winning team.